is it some type of game, bitch?
What's going on, y'all? My name is Kirk Valentino.
And my name is Valange.
My name is Derb.
You got to speak into the mic.
Okay. I didn't know I was a part of My name is Derb.
And welcome to Playtime is Over, episode 39? Or is it 38? I don't know. We got to figure that part out. I'm not going to ask you because you never know what episode we're on.
38 is crazy.
38 what? Is crazy.
I've been putting in work.
Yeah, so we got a guest, a special guest in the building. We got another Virgo in the building. So sure. our producer, Dom, is a Virgo. Shout out to Dom. And
then, what day, Dom?
The
6th. Oh, yeah.
Dom is September 6th.
Yeah, we tying in.
And then you the 4th. You have Beyonce's birthday.
For sure. She got my birthday. You right.
She has your birthday or you have her birthday? She older than you, so you got her birthday.
True. You're right.
Yeah.
Boom.
So anyway, it's greatness though, right?
No, it is greatness. Shout out to the Queen Bee.
Yeah.
So we don't have any entrepreneurial. Are you an entrepreneur?
Not yet. We'll say that.
Okay.
Definitely aspirations, but not
right now.
Okay. Line. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's like kind of the origin of the show. Like if you haven't decided like which lane you want to step into, or if you wanted to be an entrepreneur. You know, you can watch a couple episodes. We got a couple hustlers sure. that come in the building
yeah.
and talk about their origin story, how they got started, how they had a 9-to-5, or maybe they did time in jail, or maybe who knows, you know?
Yeah.
And how they get into really getting money as an entrepreneur. One of the topics that I wanted to talk about today, because today is like, we're not going to really be like diving into like the guests. We kind of want to like just talk about topics. We want to get your perspective. People want to hear what Falange has to say about it. I want to say, Falange, your makeup looks so fucking good.
It's crazy because I'm really not wearing any makeup today.
Oh, come on. Like, good skin.
Yeah.
That's you?
Thank you.
That's you?
So, okay, boom. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, because I am an entrepreneur, I do have a clothing line. It's called My Destruction Diamonds and Glory. You can go and get a shirt. We starting off with shirts, but I'm going to do some shit for the ladies real soon for the summertime. But it's called My Destruction Diamonds and Glory. It's a clothing line. And so I'm still new in the entrepreneur game. I kind of wanted to talk about how people really shit on, and I think I've done it too, especially after you read that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but people shit on having a regular job.
Mm.
Especially out here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's kind of
frowned upon.
Yeah, it kind of almost feels like embarrassing to have like a regular job, because there's so many people out here getting it without having a regular job. But it really is like beneficial.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
You need that bread to invest into what you have going on.
Exactly.
What about that other side of it where that actually pushes you though, right? Where people shit on it. Mm-hmm. So it kind of motivates you
to get the fuck up out of having like a regular job.
I know that's a different side of it. Yeah. I don't like it either.
Yeah.
But that can also add to it where, because you see it.
So it
you
makes
strive
you
to go harder.
Like I can't wait to leave
he
this
can
job.
Do it. I can do it. You mm-hmm. feel me? And that's kind of the point I'm in too. You know what I mean? Even with my partner. Like mm-hmm. it's like, I seen him do it. So I can do it too, but definitely not.
Oh, so your partner.
Work your job, handle your business.
So you know someone who had a regular job and now they're not really.
They're still doing both. They're still doing that. But you know how that goes, right? Yeah. Where how you push it, how you promote it, you only want it to be seen as this is all I do. And I'm making money off of what I do.
When, yeah.
Right.
In doubt, you're still working. There's nothing wrong. I don't see nothing.
Because
wrong with
I feel
that.
Like people feel like if you're doing that and they see that you got a job, they're like, is his product really that that's good?
The, so what we
bags.
Buy?
They looking like.
But that's
why
dumb, though. Because
if you
we
are doing all
success,
this,
right? I don't like that. I don't really like that part, because you really like make it, then I believe in you, right? And you can easily do that with like a promotion, and then people start buying in. But you were doing the same thing. Your clothes look the same before so and so wore it,
mm-hmm.
right? But now they wear it, and people buy in. I think that's the same kind of. Where, because I'm working, you don't think, my craft is the same. My talent, your talent is the same.
Yeah.
Right? But with the right look, it's lit.
Yeah, because, like, I will never post on social media me at work. Like, if you
same.
Go on
no,
my...
Same.
If you,
well, you're, not at, you know, at my real job, you know, when I used to work.
Yeah.
With you, I would never post that I was at.
We was never posting no shit like that.
Never. Never. Like mind
you
your
guys
business.
Work together?
That's
Origin.
How we met.
Origin. Okay.
Yeah, that's how we met.
Yeah.
Alrighty. We used to work together. We used to do call center. Well, mm-hmm. I'm still there, but I'm in a different department now. But I would never post myself at work. Oh, I just said where I work. Fuck it. Hey, we here now. But
did you?
I just said, yeah.
Oh.
But you know, work from home, but we met, whatever. Anyway, moral of the story is that we would never post ourselves at a job like that. But if you go to my page, I only post my businesses. So pod, clothing line, maybe if I pop out outside.
Yeah.
Maybe something. Maybe a meme every now and once in a blue moon, but really that's all I'm posting. I'm not posting my regular job because no one really cares about that. That's not really aspirational. Yeah. Like
my job is
unless
different.
That's just your thing.
Yeah, my job
some
is
people,
different.
That's their thing.
Because I have to post to, you know.
To get these niggas to come and spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's different for me.
I checked you out. I see you.
You was doing the research.
Absolutely.
I love that. We love that about a Virgo. Virgo gonna do their research.
Yeah, we gonna figure it out. Right, wrong, indifferent.
Right. So that's kind of where I'm at in life right now. Like I'm like in the in-between stages where it's like I'm ready to leave the regular job market. And that's why I'm so obsessed with this shit, because I'm like, that is not to be able to leave that. Think about the safety net of a regular job.
That's what I say, it's scary.
To go from that out into the world, depending on just your business to pay your rent, your car note, your this, your that, you got kids.
That's serious.
You get a and then, bitch, inflation. And that's another thing I wanted to say about inflation. Everybody was happy when they had the stimmies. Mm-hmm. But really, because, you know, this is another tidbit about me. I used to trade, right? I used to trade Forex, crypto.
That's why I say Forex, yeah.
Well, that you used to trade too?
No.
Oh, okay.
I dodged it. I was worried about Forex. I dodged it.
Oh, okay. Well, you might have did the right thing. So I traded. I was a trader for like probably from like 2017 to like 2021. Like completely left my mother's house. Like lived in Boston. Like full time trader. The market got so saturated that like remember it was a wave. Like everybody wanted to become like a trader. So it was a wave. Everybody wants to come and trade. Everybody was doing it. The market got saturated. And so I was kind of in that industry a little bit. Mm-hmm. When it was the pandemic, Donald Trump was giving out the stimmies.
Yeah.
Everybody was happy about it. We always happy to receive the stimmies. But the people that was in the industry that I was in was upset about it because that meant that the more stimmies they was given, the more money they would have to print out, which devalued our currency, which then later on will cause inflation, which is why we are where we are now. Everything is so fucking expensive now because the value of our currency got devalued
because
they kept printing out so much just to give us $1,500 or give us $1,200. And at the moment it was cute, but in the long haul it fucked us up because now everything is expensive. Everything is overpriced because our currency is so low. So I say that to say, yeah, bitch, it's inflation now. We thought the stimmies and all that
the
was
new
cute.
Normal.
Yeah.
That's even worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the inflation is now the norm. And we're going to get used to those egg prices, bread prices, gas.
Bread is like $10
now. Crazy.
But now we got to adjust to it.
We have no choice.
Because of that.
I've seen the price of eggs.
You're right. I didn't think about that. It's not going down. It'd just be another source or, you know, stimulus, but it's not going to change. Certain things are set in stone and are 10, 15 years ahead.
Yeah, it's nothing we can do about it. This Mexican guy, he was going in on us as Americans. He was like, y'all be shitting on Mexico. He was like, what he said? He said, I own my house. I own this. I own that. He was like, he went down the list. He said, y'all got to pay $2,000 in rent. Y'all car note was $500. Y'all this. Y'all only make this much a month. He did the whole math. He shitted on us.
Do you rat notice race. That a lot of people...
rat race. Y'all in a rat race.
You notice that a lot of people are moving to foreign countries now?
Yeah, that's like a
like
thing.
To pay $350 in rent.
Like Bali.
Yes.
Did you see that couple that moved to Bali?
Yes.
And they talked about how beautiful it was and they only paid
for
like...
Huh? For us? Are there people like us?
Yeah, they were black.
That's the only thing I worry about. Like, can we move there? Are we good there?
Yeah, they moved. They were like a gay couple. It was two women. But then, like, they got viral on TikTok. And then, like, the people that lived in Bali, like, reported them. And they had to, like, it was this big deal. They got reported because they said that they weren't paying taxes. And this was during, I don't know. It was this whole thing. And they ended up having to go to jail out there. And it was like, it was this big.
That's what I'm worried about. Being over there and... You're not having, you know what I mean? Whether you're consulate or being situated, but I've always been open to that idea. I just don't know what are the steps to actually move into another country fully? Right? Yeah. You can do it. It sounds good.
Yeah.
Can you really do it? You know?
Mm-hmm. I think
be
I could.
Situated. Where would you like to live? What's another country that you could live?
I would live in Bali for sure, but
I don't know enough about Bali.
I don't know, but I think that living in another country would definitely like change your perspective on a lot of things regardless. Sure. And I think that like, you know, regardless, you got Wi-Fi, you could hit people up from home.
Yeah.
If you get your passport, come visit me. I'll come see y'all. I would say I would live in another
change
country.
Your whole perspective too, right? You're only especially used to what you've been conditioned to.
Especially because I would want something new. I always, in my mind, I'm always looking for something new anyway. So I feel like if I were to, I probably wouldn't stay for like forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably live in another country for like dual citizenship, 2-3 years.
Kind of I would have to have, first of all, I wouldn't have to do that. I can't do that shit single. So I would have to be in a relationship, right? And who the fuck wants curious. To live in some random country single? Like
just starting out? Just, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
Okay.
So we would have to have an established relationship, some shit go down, you know, I got my person. And then we would have to, you know, I want to know, because I don't really, I want to like eat like the fruits and shit. Like I want to like eat like completely like clean. And like, you know, when Rihanna was pregnant and she dipped her fucking mango in the water and ate it and that went viral for some reason. I don't know why would she do that.
She was in Trinidad?
She was in Barbados. She dipped her like mango in the water and then ate it.
It's different.
And then people started going to Barbados and dipping their mango in the water, eating it. I don't know. But I want to go do shit like that and just like not have to worry about inflation or taxes or just shit that you got to worry about when you live in a country like this, or if Diddy's house is getting raided. Like I don't give a flying fuck.
That's dropping.
What difference does that make?
That's a part of our culture, right? Shutting down that whole part of it and being able to let it go, truly.
Yeah.
So you're living that island life. It's a lot more simpler.
Mm-hmm, that's what I want.
Are you ready? Are you ready for that? Are you truly ready for that, though?
That's right now? No, not right now, but...
I respect that. That's honesty, right?
Yeah.
Everything's a distraction, bro.
Yeah.
It is, but we're conditioned to it, too, right?
Yeah.
But that's honesty. I'm not ready now, but eventually... I could definitely see myself retiring somewhere like that. Whether it's an island, St. Thomas, something like that, I'm done with
it. Now, when it comes to retiring, I could live in another country. But, like, I would definitely move to another country for, like, 2-3 years right now.
You don't think you'd get bored?
No.
So, boom. I want to talk about how, and this might be for niggas, I don't know about women, but not dating when your finances are not where you want them to be. Like...
No.
A lot of... So I was talking to this guy.
It sounds good.
Right? Long story short, basically said, you know, cool, everything's cool. Cool person, but right now my finances is not where I want them to be, so I don't really want to date. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I respect the fact that... I feel like more people should be like that.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two... I feel like a lot of us you try to act like we're in a place that we're not. So you meet somebody new, you want to act like you got it all together. You want to act like, you know, oh yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Mind you, this person has been living a pretty like decent life, traveling the world, doing this, this, and this. So it's like for them to not fake it and be like, listen, this is not really a good time.
Where I want to be.
I respect it. I feel like more people should be like that.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an entrepreneur.
I agree.
Come on, y'all got to give me something more than that. Like, this is a podcast. What's up?
Sure.
What's up?
No,
y'all want to go? Y'all ready to leave? Like, what's up?
No, not at all. Not at all. So I do. I think that should be it. I think that comes with age.
I need to stop smoking before I come here.
Are you high?
She guessed.
I'm really chilling.
You don't even look high, though.
I don't?
No.
Oh, that's great. But my eyes are not red.
Are you high?
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm in motion, though. But it's like 30 minutes ago. So
Y'all pissing me off.
I'm where I should be.
If this is how y'all gonna act while y'all high.
I'm ready. I was actually trying to let her talk. I'm ready to talk about this.
Y'all need to come high. Like
no, but I think the idea of that is great. Reality, no. Cause if I like you and we connect, and then
You don't really.
You'll find out where I'm at. You're gonna come to my house. You're gonna see where I'm at. I still like you. I want to push forward respectfully. Now with age, I understand that, and that makes perfect sense. So I think that may be a maturity thing and an age thing, where it's like me now. I'm 36. I'll have those conversations. 10 years ago, no, I like you. What's up? Where we at? We popping out. You see it? That's my bad. Hey,
yeah.
You cut me off because of that. Then okay, cool. But that's a very mature approach.
This my bad. Bad on the floor.
Yeah, that's a very mature approach of being like, no, I'm not just here because I also believe you only get so many. And if I feel like you my one, my two, or if you could be one of those ones, I don't want to let it go. You dig?
I think that a lot of people, the reason why they don't come forward and say, I'm not mature enough to date or in my right finances to date right now, is because they don't even know that. Like a lot of people are blinded by the fact that some niggas be broke as fuck. You'll catch a nigga walking down the street, will talk to you. Then you find out he live with his mom. He got 7 kids, maybe. It's always something like to them. Yeah. But you learn that once you get to know them. You're not gonna know that off rip. You can meet somebody driving a Benz. Or whatever the case may be. Biggest chains, whatever. Flexing in the club, buying 10 bottles. I see it all the time. But people are so into the flex that they don't even have it trained in their mind like, maybe I shouldn't spend this money right now. Maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should focus on my finances first and not go overboard. Because people tend to go overboard. All the time.
Crash.
Trying to impress everybody else.
And then for the moment.
And then I was thinking, because as a woman, I'm sure if you talking to a nigga in a new situation and he start telling you, like kind of complaining about his finances, you might look at him like, why are you telling me that?
If it's fresh, if you off rip complaining about your finances, it's kind of like, But at the same time, like everybody's going through something. So I would never judge anybody who is having financial issues.
You won't judge them, but you feel different.
But I wouldn't feel different. I personally wouldn't feel. Not gonna lie. I probably would feel different.
I'm not saying you'll move different, but you'll feel different.
Yeah, I probably would feel different. Yeah,
because he should be moving different as well.
Right.
So that's
speaking to the mic.
Yeah. That's
so, but I would just, if you not in your finances right now, I just need you to know. I need to know when, if you want to proceed, but you know.
You should be judging who you're going after too, man. You feel me? I think a lot of, speaking for guys, like they should be more cautious. You feel me? You see her. You see how she look. You see how she move. And even if you're attractive, just like a woman could probably assess a man, you can assess a woman and see like, is that out of my range? Why set yourself up as a man? Why would I set myself up to shoot for the shot? I ain't there yet. And that's cool. Right, but why put yourself in that predicament where you got to be or feel emasculated?
Oh, damn.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Why do that to yourself?
Yeah, the heterosexual life.
She looks crazy.
Yeah, the heterosexual life must be depressing. So I wanted to say, who I want to work with, nobody. 99% of them is nobodies. Bitches acting like they killing shit. Okay. When I check these bitches' guns, nobodies. So I wanted to say that because shout out to can I get an air horn for that? So that's a I know you look confused, like what's going on here. So
sounds familiar.
It sounds familiar. So that is a Nikki bar.
Okay.
She had a song called Freedom, like back in like 2012 when I was in fucking high school. But I thought that even back then, I thought that was fire. Now that I'm an adult and I'm moving around in Atlanta and you meet people that think that they're fucking celebrities and they have done nothing, not a damn thing.
Oh, we talked about this.
We talked about this, but I keep running into the same shit. Let me tell y'all what happened. So I'm at this networking event, right? We're meeting people. Everyone is obviously, we're all networking. We're meeting people, exchanging Instagrams. You know how it goes in Atlanta.
Yeah.
This should be mutual.
This guy. Respectful. Yeah. This guy. Well, I actually walked up to him because I felt like he kept staring at me, but whatever. So I'm like, oh, what's up? Whatever. You know, we start talking or whatever. He had a store and whatever he had. We start talking. So he goes, oh, so I like at the end, he goes, oh, take, what's your Instagram? So he takes my Instagram. First of all, I should have known something was off because he was just scrolling a little too long, but whatever. He takes my Instagram. He follows me on Instagram. He tells me to follow him on Instagram. I follow him back on Instagram. And then when I get, oh, then he has two other pages. Then he takes my phone and he follows the two other pages from my Instagram. Then probably like hours later, I get home. I see that he unfollowed me from all the pages just so I could be following him.
That's whack.
That was the weirdest shit I've seen. Like, that was so weird.
I see that all the time here.
What was your point in doing that?
I don't get it. That's why I don't even exchange information with nobody no more. Because it's like,
what does that do?
When you, it's really the people who have like 30, 40,000 followers and then they following like 600 people. That's like the big people who be doing that.
What the
like,
fuck? Well, that don't follow
at all. It's like, why
are you following the unfollow?
But that's weird. Not think
like,
I was gonna...
We're having a conversation. Oh, follow me on Instagram.
First of
like,
all, I wasn't even going to ask for his Instagram. We just, I was ready to walk
there's
away.
There's promo companies for that.
Why? But that, I mean, that goes to a bigger conversation. I don't even want to get stuck on the Instagram part. I'm just saying, like, to me, in my mind, that speaks bigger to the your delusion in your mind that you didn't even think I was going to notice and unfollow your ass back. Like, what the fuck? But that's how they are out here in Atlanta. It's like, they want you to be on their dick, like they're a celebrity. Yeah. Yes, maybe you do have some accomplishments that you've done, but you can't force that. You can't try to force someone to be on your dick if it's not coming naturally, if it's not...
It'll show in the light.
Yeah,
it'll show.
I don't, you know, so I don't know, but I say that to say these people in Atlanta, it's not just men, it's women too, that come to Atlanta and, or not just come to Atlanta, or out here doing weird shit like that. Like, and they want you to be on their dick, and it's just like, you ain't getting that out of me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
New Black Hollywood, it comes with a territory, unfortunately. All right. And this ain't, like, I've been out here since 05, so I know a lot of people from Atlanta.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got out here. Oh, you, you came out here in the BMF era.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Was you outside?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that era?
Yeah, so really seeing trash bags in the strip clubs, you feel me? Really seeing them dragging trash bags in the strip
clubs. So you was, like, really in Magic City?
Pool Palace, really Club Chocolate, all of that shit. Those that know, that know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, big t-shirts. Who's out here getting it in? But
big t-shirts.
Oh, big ass t-shirts. Really the dancing too. Like, we was all dancing, getting to it, having fun. Real street niggas still, but getting to it, you feel me? But you could not miss BMF at that point in time. You didn't know what it was. Because I definitely wouldn't know that.
They had billboards
to understand what it was, but it's like,
I want to manifest.
You got 10 niggas walking around with trash bags of money. Not strip club, regular clubs. Regular clubs with money, just, and you see 100 BMF shirts.
What the fuck?
Get out the way. But they also showed a lot of love.
Yeah, they put back.
They showed a lot of love to regular niggas. They not even just, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, if you rocking, what's up? You good? Yeah.
They poured into the community and poured into businesses, right?
They did a lot. I'll say that. Them niggas, and that's the fucked up part. Well, I mean, the street shit, right? But that's the fucked up part, is because how them niggas was really moving, like, if they would have somebody to figure it out, they could have really changed the city. Because it wasn't a lot of murder. Murder stopped the money. Murder fuck up shit. It wasn't a lot of that with them niggas. They handled their business, everybody respected it. But because everybody eating, it calmed that shit down.
Yeah.
A lot of the niggas in street gangs now is just murder.
Yeah.
Niggas don't care about money. Them niggas stupid. Ain't no hustlers.
They, I think,
ain't
they,
no OGs. Them niggas was money first, and they came to Atlanta with money.
Ain't
already.
No OGs.
They came with old That's money facts. Already.
Yeah, it's no more.
Like,
no,
nah, nigga, facts. You got that block.
They done locked no, all the. They done stole all block. The OGs. Yeah. They done you locked their asses up.
We don't want the block. Here you go.
Right.
And after a while, the real niggas be like, "Cool, you could be BMF, nigga. You got the East Side, you BMF. Okay, I'm BMF." It wasn't no taking over. We got plenty of money, nigga. We got the real plug. You can buy from us either way. But them niggas wasn't hating. Niggas had their money. So it was different. So yeah, have your fun, nigga. Dance, make your music. We don't care. We got real money. You feel me? Like, that was different.
There's a video of Big Meech. And he was like, what he was saying? We gonna fight over no hoes. You know that video I'm talking about?
If it ain't my main, you can have her, nigga.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. He was like, basically saying they just give back to the city. They don't be on that, like...
That's Meech, though.
But they was like, that was like genius level, like, not like normal drug dealer thinking. Like, I feel like a lot of the drug dealers is like more for self.
Mm-hmm.
He was like really for like his people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he really moved differently.
That's a character thing, you feel me? And to me, especially even if you watch a series, let's say you don't really know and you haven't been here, that was like his second run. Atlanta was his second run.
Right.
So I know better, I do better, right? Yeah. So he came out here and really took it over. Nah, just player shit. Straight player shit.
So I guess he already got that out the way in Detroit. There you go. Like, the
I know
part.
What's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it right. And unfortunately, still took him down because I still want to be flashy, right?
Terry was on the fucking phone. You think it's because Terry was on the phones? That's what he said in the documentary. Terry.
Oh, no, definitely took him down.
Yeah.
Meech ain't touched no phone. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I'll say this, even if it wasn't that, it would have happened eventually.
At some point.
That billboard took Meech down.
He was doing too much. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you playing in their face.
You trying to rap now. You're supposed to go away. And he could have been ran. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, they love of the game.
He had time. Because they could not find nothing on him.
You could have been gone. But niggas still stood.
Well, this is a moment here that I want to manifest to have BMF. I mean, Big Meech come on the show. Like, you know, when he get out.
You want Big Meech.
Yeah, when he get out.
That'd be tough.
I think that'll be a good interview.
That'll be tough. You know?
I think he'll tell.
That would be fire.
That would be a good interview. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how that ties into entrepreneurship. I guess it does tie into entrepreneurship. I don't know. Bitch, we need him on the show.
So once he get out, he going to be in business.
I'm sure he's going to be doing
clean business.
All types of things. Like,
that's a conversation.
Yeah. So, we need.
When he supposed to get out?
In like 2030.
Soon. You know, they 2030? Keep that low.
Yeah.
That's the date, but.
I think it's 20. Yeah. Oh, it's probably gonna be a little before.
Out. Yeah, exactly.
A little before 2030.
Yeah. In this halfway house for who knows how long.
Yeah.
Right. And then.
Well, it'll give us time to blow up because he's not going to come on here. We don't got no clout.
True.
So.
We holler at Lil Meech first.
Lil Meech ain't coming on here either.
Okay.
I'm not really interested in interviewing Lil Meech. He wasn't he wasn't there for the.
Yeah.
The stuff that we really want to talk about.
Mm.
You know. But yeah.
He wasn't?
No. He was a baby.
Yeah.
He was still like young though. Right? Like young enough to.
He was a baby.
He got the perks. Respectfully.
He got to, he got to reap the benefits. It's like, it kind of like, it didn't go, but boom.
I'll tell you, I mean, once he get, it's clear what's going to happen once Meech get out. 50. Feel me?
50 what?
Just be, he going to be with 50. Whatever 50 calls, that's what Meech is going to do. I'm willing to predict that because it's Lil Meech. 50 got Lil Meech moving.
So you think he going to be like in movies?
If he wants to.
I don't know.
Not movies, feel like- but... Whatever is going to come through, it'll be 50's production,
honestly,
crew, team, et cetera.
I feel like he could do better than that, than being in 50's shadow.
Mm.
You know? Mm. Like, I feel like Lil Meech might have needed that because of, you know, him being young.
Loyalty, though, right?
Yeah, but he did that because he, I don't know, I don't think he...
They street niggas. No, I'm not saying he can't grow. Don't get that twisted.
No, but I feel
that's,
like
to me that's first base.
I feel
when you come home, 50.
Nah,
and that could be executive producer.
No,
don't look at it like shadow.
No, it's giving me shadow because I feel like before it was even a BMF show, Big Meech was already like a thing. I mean, not Big Meech. I mean, BMF was already a thing.
Yeah.
So he literally can do anything under his name because of the brand alone.
Can he trust everybody though?
What do you mean?
He a street nigga.
What do you
mean? That's the only reason I say that is because, okay, so if I trust my son's career in your hands, I trust you. So that's the only reason I'm saying initial, where I could see him coming back and doing something with 50.
No, I'm not saying that he's not or he shouldn't, but I'm saying that if that's the first thing you go to, I feel like he's a bigger businessman than just running behind 50 as soon as you get out.
Understood.
Like 50, and then 50 can't even give him all, like, no, he's a grown ass man.
True.
He's going to come out. He's built something so big. Like, look at this shit. Yeah. Like, this shit is crazy. Like BMF, the series, like all of, like,
and maybe in the contract.
All
too.
Of the
we don't
things,
know that contract.
All of the things that is a good point. All of the things that he did back then birthed all of those people that's on that set of BMF for them to be able to feed their families.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we just minimize him to just.
Yeah. I got you.
I don't know. So now if he's behind 50 in addition to whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Then cool. Because who knows what he's been cooking up. He's been locked up for how long now? He's probably been cooking. And he a Gemini?
Yeah.
Yes, I did my research. He's been cooking up some. You know when niggas get locked
that's
up. They just start coming
already,
up with ideas
ready.
And shit.
Yeah.
So is he not working with 50 behind the show regardless?
Has to be.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he was. was giving him information about, you know, what happened back in the day. Yeah. But I'm saying when he gets home as a businessman, yeah. I think that he's going to be doing some big shit as a businessman. Maybe open up a club. I don't know. But to me, I think him just running, going to run behind 50 is just.
Why you say it like that?
That's what it's giving.
He said run behind.
I don't think.
That's what it's not giving.
Working
that.
It's different from running behind.
I do hear how it sounds.
So if I green lighted it for you and my son, once I get out, we executive produce this. That's not running behind. It's my partner when I get out.
I think perception is reality sometimes. And I think people might perceive it as.
I got you.
Him running behind. I think he's bigger than just. The show. I think he's bigger than just entertainment. I know that's what he always wanted, but he's really a businessman. He's a fucking genius. And
he's just not a mouth, though. So he'll need that mouth.
Pause.
Hey, yo.
But I don't know. I just think he just need to be doing business shit. Like, I don't know. And then that's another thing, too. When me as a trader, always going to be a trader.
Still?
I'm not a trader no more, but just being in that, we about to close y'all soon. I just realized that there's so many other ways to make money outside of just being an entertainer. As black people, we always think like entertainment is like the way you get big money. But there's so many other ways to get money, like
that's
real,
a whole
real,
episode
real.
Right there,
that's a whole episode.
That's
so I just wanted to say that. So when you say say 50, it's like, but he's so much smarter and like his brain is so powerful. It's like that just minimizes. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we're manifesting Big Meech on the episode when the podcast blows up. Playtime is over. Go ahead, plug y'all social medias.
Yeah, man. Derb100, DERB_100. A pleasure. Appreciate you guys for sure.
And I'm LaFleur.xo. That's LaFLEUR.xo.
And y'all can follow me on Instagram at KIRQUEVALENTIN motherfucking O. Playtime is over, bitches.